State lawmakers are still deliberating over whether to hold a special session in December that could give senators and assembly members a pay raise. That salary increase could also extend to Governor Cuomo and his top commissioners. It would be the first hike granted in 17 years for lawmakers who make a base salary of $79,500. Cuomo, sensing an opportunity for leverage over lawmakers, has a long list of reforms and other initiatives that he'd like to see adopted. The list has been growing in recent weeks. It now includes funding to help the homeless.
There are certainly critical issues. We need housing money released desperately. The homeless crisis in New York City is only getting worse.
The governor also wants to expand the state's hate crimes laws to offer more protection to New Yorkers who are victims in the increased number of bias-related incidents since the election of Donald Trump as president. Cuomo is seeking a number of reforms, too, to address scandals that have led to prison terms for the two legislative leaders for using their connections to illegally gain outside income. He also wants to change how economic development contracts are awarded in his own administration after a scandal that's led to several indictments.
The reform issue has to be addressed. The question of outside income has to be addressed.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie met with his Democratic Assembly members for 3 days at the Capitol, but did not come to any resolution on a session. Speaker Hastie and other lawmakers are wary of a quid pro quo type deal that might make it look like legislators are voting for certain bills in order to receive direct monetary gain in the form of a raise. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who convicted the two former legislative leaders and has indicted a number of Governor Cuomo's associates, says he's been asked by President-elect Trump to continue in his job in the new administration and that he's accepted the offer. Speaker Hastie made the distinction between a direct trade and mutual agreement on important, timely issues.
If everybody agrees that it should happen, then it's not a trade. But if you're asking someone, if you're saying, I don't want to do this, and you're saying you want to do it, and then you get forced to do it, then that becomes a trade.
Hastie says addressing the increase in hate crimes and freeing up more money for the homeless are two issues he believes can't wait until 2017. The speakers maintained for months that his members deserve a pay raise, and Governor Cuomo now agrees. He says despite numerous scandals in recent years, legislators also have a number of achievements, including regular on-time budgets.
You have 6 budgets passed in a row. You have economic development and this state moving in the right direction. So these are fundamentally different parameters than years ago. I understand their point. You haven't had a raise in 17 years. That's a long time. I think the people of the state want to see performance for the raise.
Another obstacle to a special session could be the disarray in the state Senate. Democrats currently are involved in an internecine fight over leadership of the chamber. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.